bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Patrol!
Let's go!
Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll visit the quarters of the rescue company where young Tim Collins, encouraged by Captain Jellybone to stand up to his tormentors, Mush Mushnowski and Smokehead McBride, flings a defiant challenge from the door of the assembly room. In a moment, there'll be hot action. But first, here's a special notice you want to hear. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the quarters of the rescue company where young Tim Collins, under pressure from the older members of his new company, is about to explode into action. As you remember, Tim has just been signed on the rescue company roll by Captain Jellybone, who warned him against fighting in the company quarters, but also told him that a set of boxing gloves is kept in the watchman's desk, just in case they might come in handy.
I get it, Captain, and if you don't need me for anything, sir, maybe I could get a little exercise. I'd like to give the boys a workout.
With a cold, thin smile on his lips, Tim stalks to the door of the assembly room where the men of the rescue company sit talking and calls out to them.
Hey, Chowderhead!
Huh? Who are you yelling at, Collins?
Not you, Mushnowski. You're next, but first I want Chowderhead.
Chowderhead? You talking to me?
Hey, Smokehead, he is talking to you. That's an insult, calling your names like that.
Kid, you're getting too big for your boots.
Okay, come on and cut me down to size.
Come on, Smokey. Toss a coin. See which one of us takes him apart.
Oh, no, Mush. Let me...
Hey.
Chief Cody.
Well, hello, boys. Where's Captain Jellybone? In his office?
Yes, sir. He's in his office. Right over there, Chief Cody.
Thanks, Collins. At ease, men. I'm just here to see your captain.
That's a break for you, Collins. Only for Chief Cody walking in like that, you'd be in 6 pieces by now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that's going to stop me just because Chief Cody isn't here in the station?
Well, the kid's blowing his top, Mush.
We ought to turn the extinguisher on him, don't you think?
I'll do just that. Collins, I'll meet you anywhere, anytime. But you ain't going to get me logged with a black mark for fighting in the company quarters.
Fighting? Who said anything about fighting? I want some exercise, that's all.
Exercise? Rookie, what's the kid driving at?
I'll show you what I'm driving at.
Hey, that's the watchman's desk. What do you want in there?
Here they are.
The boxing gloves? How did he know we had boxing gloves in there?
What do you think you're going to do with the gloves, Collins?
You put on a pair and find out,
huh?
I know my rules as well as you do. You don't catch me fighting in quarters, but there's no regulation says I can't get some exercise. And I'm going to give you boys a boxing lesson.
He'll be dumb after I give him a few lumps. Come on, Mush, help me on with the gloves.
No, wait, Smokey. Hey, Cabo.
Yeah, what do you have, Mush?
Help the kid on with his gloves. You, Smokey, come on over here.
All right, Collins, come on, over into the...
As soon as I strip off my tunic and shirt.
Come on, Mush, the gloves.
No, listen, Smokey. This young kid isn't a bad young kid.
He's asking for it, ain't he?
Well, why not? Didn't we ride him pretty bad? Creepers, ever since he stuck his nose in the door, we've been popping off at him, haven't we?
Well, sure, ain't that the idea? When a young kid joins up with a rescue company, we got to find out, can he take it, don't we?
Yeah, but listen.
Come on, what's keeping you two?
Nah, go climb a pole. Yeah, you're right, Mush. The kid's a nice game kid. Maybe we pushed him too far, huh?
We can't quit now, though. He won't let us.
Okay, so I go a few rounds with him, let him work off his mad, and maybe give him a chance to calm down.
No, we rode him too hard. We all rode him. He'll want to lick us one after the other. Leastways, keep trying.
Yeah, that's too
bad. Now, listen,
bad.
Why don't we wind it all up right now, huh? Let me have him, Smokey. Let me have the gloves.
All right, what's the delay, champ?
I'm the one he was calling Chowder.
No, listen. Let me give him the old routine.
Huh?
You know, my old carnival act before I came into the fire department.
Hey, maybe you got
some.
Sure, I got some. All right, wait a minute. I carry him along, see? He thinks he's giving me a terrible license.
Yeah, but you don't let him land a solid punch, huh?
Until the payoff. He lands right on my jaw, right on the button.
And then the payoff.
Ha! So So what do you say, huh?
What's the matter, you boy? Here. Change your mind?
Here, slip your mitt into this glove. Boy, I can't wait to see the kid's face when he thinks he's murdered you.
A moment later, as the men of the rescue company stand back to form a ring, Tim steps out toward his opponent, not suspecting that Smokehead McBride and Mush Mushnowski, pleased with his show of fighting spirit, have rigged a practical joke, calling on Mushnowski's old-time experience as a carnival trooper.
What's the idea, Mushnowski? Chowderhead's the first man in line.
Never mind that Chowderhead stuff, Collins.
Huh?
Mush and me, we share and share alike. Which one beats your ears down, don't make no never mind.
Sure, yeah? Him and me, when some guy needs his ears beat down, we take turns, see?
Yeah.
This one's my turn.
Any objections?
No, no. Okay, let's get started. Put them up.
All right, let's roll, Mush.
All right. All right,
try Mush. This one for size.
As the noise of Tim's bout with Mushnowski comes to his ears through the walls of Captain Jellybone's office, Chief Cody springs to his feet.
Let's crack that door open and see what goes on, huh?
The chief apparently opens the door very carefully, just an inch, and then peers out at the brisk action.
Get in there, Mush!
Come on, Collins, come on.
He can't touch you, Mushy boy. He can't touch you.
Great blistering blazes. Collins can't get through that guard. The boy's knocking himself out, but he can't break through.
Ready, Mush? Get set for the payoff.
Oh, get set for the payoff, Smokey says. This is murder. If Mushnowski cuts loose, he'll slaughter Collins.
All right, Mush, open up. Give him the payoff, Mush. Give it to him.
Tim Collins, boring in at Mushnowski's guard, has been unable to land a solid blow because the ex-carnival man uses elbows and gloves to fend off the young fireman's attack. But as Smokehead McBride coaches Mushnowski, Tim sees a sudden opening.
You
can't touch me, kid.
Why don't you? Quick,
cat. Can I?
How do you like this?
All right, back to your corner, Collins.
Come on, Mush, come on. Get up off the floor.
Let him alone, Collins. He can't get up.
Yeah?
Smokey.
Smokehead, old pal. The kid dead for me.
Mush. Oh, Mushy, do not say it. Do not lay there so helpless.
What's the matter with him?
Young man, you better lean on something. This is going to hurt you more than me.
About me? I'm the one that's dead for...
Oh, wait a minute. Look, fellas, if he's hurt, if I hurt him...
Speak to me, Mush.
I don't believe it. He's stalling. All I did was land on his jaw only once.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see you help him up.
All right, I will. I must be stalling. Come on, Mush, let me lift you.
Look out! My arm! My leg!
Oh, good grief. I don't believe it. Fellas, it isn't possible. All his joints have been the wrong way.
What did I tell you? You knocked me to pieces. It's up to you to put me together again.
Oh, but wait a minute here. Hey, let me straighten you out. Don't lie there like a bundle of laundry. There you are now. Well, there's no bones broken. It's your joints, good grief, even your fingers.
Well, Collins, like I said, poor Mush is dead for. And 'twas you that done it.
Attention, Chief Cody.
Well, having a little trouble, boys? What's going on here?
Oh, watch yourself, Mush.
Chief Cody, this is all my fault. I made him put on the gloves with me and...
Yeah, knocked him out, did you?
No, sir. It looks as if I knocked him apart. I hit him just once on the jaw. Knocked all his joints the wrong way.
Mushnowski, isn't it? Yes, I thought so.
Yes, sir. I'm in terrible shape, Chief Cody.
Yeah, so I see. Haven't been in such bad shape since you left that carnival to come to the fire department, have you?
You said it, Chief.
Colin, the laugh is on you.
A laugh? Mushnowski, Chief Cody. Good grief, is this a gag?
A gag? Son, that man lying there limp and twisted is an old suit without anybody in it. Why, that fellow is... Hold it, boys, hold it. Box 13.
13! Hide it, box 13! That's for us, we know!
All right, boys, that's for you.
Come on, Mush. Pull yourself together.
Mushnowski, lie still. You're hurt.
Out of my way, kid. Gotta go.
Oh, good grief. One minute he's lying there, arms and legs all twisted the wrong way. The next he's running for the wagon.
Never mind Mushnowski, son.
But, Chief, the
Never
guy
mind
was...
him, I say. That man is double-jointed. All his joints come apart or something. He was an India rubber man in the old carnival days.
Then it was a gag. They were kidding me.
Right up to the hill, Collins. Now climb on that wagon. You're due to roll.
Yes, sir. Oh, what a relief.
All right, all aboard, Captain.
Let's go!
So Tim, as he rolls to his first alarm with the rescue company, is full of relief that what he thought was a serious fight with a tragic ending has turned out to be a practical joke with the ex-India rubber man pretending to be hurt. Chief Cody, in his own car, follows the rescue wagon toward the thrilling adventure scene you'll visit when you hear our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with another reminder that you can help your firefighters by guarding your own homes against certain fire hazards. You've heard before that piles of paper and trash are a menace. They make danger spots in every home unless cleaned out often. You've heard this before, but we all have to remind ourselves to get rid of those piles of waste paper and rubbish. So maybe in your own homes, it's time for another fire prevention checkup. Take care of it, will you? Well, that's all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.